Well, this morning, I was kind of on edge. I didn't have much, nothing was coming together for me. So I went and talked to Dan, and I said, "Dan, you want to take the morning leadership because there's not much coming together?" He said, "Well, think about it, pray about it. God will give you something." So I did, and I've been going through some old notes and just some things. And, we've been in the vein of prayer, talking about prayer, and Wayne and Julie did an amazing job last couple weeks about encouraging us to pray. So I'm going to put a few things together here. And one thing that's come to me is pleasing to God. And started looking at this word please, and one thing I found out is God never asks us, please. Please follow my word. Please do this. He compels us, and if you don't think he compels us, I got a scripture for you, which is amazing to me. And this one, where'd it go? Is in Acts. Go to Acts 17. And this is Paul on Mars Hill when he's talking about the unknown God. And I love this scripture. I absolutely love it because this is God going out of his way to make sure we have the best opportunity to hear the gospel and accept Jesus Christ. And it's Acts 17, and I'll start in 26. From one man he has made every nation of men to live over the earth and has determined their appointed times and their boundaries of where they live, so that they might seek and perhaps they might reach out and find him, though he is not far away from us. Isn't that amazing that God actually placed each one of us here at the best time to understand who God and to receive the gospel and to accept Jesus Christ? He knew I wouldn't have made it back in the 1850s, probably, to find Christ. And I just think it's amazing that he would actually, because rough estimate, I heard there's been 60 billion people from the beginning of the world till now. And he has placed every single soul in the perfect time. Not that everybody will accept Christ or anything like that, but that he has put us in that position. Let me see. He commands us. He commands us, and that's in the Bible. I'm not really going to go there. And he requires us to choose his word, to accept by choice. God does not want to control us. He wants us to choose him. I have two kids. Oh man, do I have two kids. Two boys. They're great kids. I love them. But I don't want to take care of them the rest of their life. When they turn 18, 20, 22, I want to be there for them. But I don't want to have to make every single decision that they make. Come to me and say, should I do this? Should I do that? I want to train them to live life on their own so that they can make their own decision. And I think God's the same way with us. He does not want us to, it's hard to explain because he does want us to come to him, but we need to be mature in the decisions that we make. And I think that, we don't want to be immature as Christians our whole Christian life after we accept him. If that makes sense. I hope that came across okay. Not that we don't rely on them, but that we make sensible decisions in our life. He wants us under any circumstances and situations to follow him and to be guided by him. And so I think that's important, to please God. He wants us to make good, godly decisions. And one way to do that is by putting faith in him. Hebrews 11:1 gives us a definition of faith. We have to have faith in God because he is unseen. We have to have put our faith in Jesus Christ that he is our Lord and Savior. So what do we have? We have faith in who or what? In God as a start. We have to have, that's the beginning of faith. We have to believe that there is a God. And in Jesus Christ, right? We have to put our faith in him. But have faith in anything that we are believing God for. Healing, finance, and wisdom, I want to go there. And this is our prayers. Are we believing God for healing? Are we believing for finances or wisdom? I used to pray like this, you know, and this is, and these two put it together perfectly last week. And I'm going to just talk about healing here. God, heal him, and if you don't heal him, then it's your will because you're going to do what you're going to do. So why pray? If God's going to do what he's going to do, why pray? Expect your prayers to do something, and that's what I like these guys last week, Wayne and Julie. Expect it. Expect your prayers. You're just not saying something to go out there and say something. God is not going to do what he's going to do. God is going to do what his word says he's going to do, and the rest is up to us. And we have a lot of promises in the Bible, a lot of scriptures on prayer, that we can affect our situation and the situations around us. And I want to talk about wisdom just a little bit. Proverbs 8:9, if that's not all highlighted in your Bible, you need to go back and read that, because it's amazing. And I'm going to turn there real quick and just read a couple out of there. And this is prayer for wisdom, right? First part of it, does wisdom cry out? I think we all have wisdom coming at us, whether we're believers or non-believers. We know right and wrong. We know how to do things. We know we shouldn't do things. But I'll start in 14. I possess good advice and competence. Wisdom has advice for you. I have understanding and strength. And then in 22, this is where the Lord made wisdom. And it goes all the way through, almost to pretty much through the end of the chapter. He was here in the beginning, before anything was formed. And I got a sub note here. It says, the point of this passage, that if God used wisdom to create the world, then success and all our endeavors are greatly enhanced if we also choose wisdom and live according to God's order. If God used wisdom to create all his creation, and we have access to this wisdom, then our situations and our endeavors, our prayers, will be greatly enhanced by this wisdom. And then, just going to 9 real quick. And then in 11, for by wisdom your days will be many, your years will be added to your life. And it also implies that we won't do dumb things if we use wisdom to shorten our days, to die young or whatever. You know, I think if we call on God, we use wisdom, we pray for it, God's going to give it to us. and enhance our days. So yeah, that's, you know, we talk about prayer. We need to pray for it, and God will be there for us. There's many, many promises in here. And one thing that I did when I pray is I was too narrow. I think I started with community or, you know, my little life. I started with, like, God's creation, and then I narrow it down. Because then I can start thinking about other countries, praying for other things, and then I bring it down to, you know, eventually to my household. Because I think 80% of prayers is, my prayers anyway, was about me or my family. You know, there's so much other stuff to pray about. You know, we take time to do that. And then one prayer I like to pray is, Lord, may your majesty be shown through my life, through gentleness, respect, intelligence, and a pure heart, as pure as gold. So thank you and have a good day.